This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Officials are urging people to wear life jackets during a busy weekend on waterways as the state's drowning deaths spike. CPR's Stina Sieg reports 16 people have drowned in Colorado waterways so far this year.
According to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the most recent drownings include a woman who hit debris while paddleboarding on the Colorado River in Grand Junction and a man who fell into the Roaring Fork near Aspen. John Livingston is with CPW and says wearing a life jacket is always vital, especially in cold water.
Just one little instance can change, and it can, you know, lead to a dangerous situation.
And Livingston says increased runoff from warmer weather and last month's snowstorms have only increased that danger. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver's professional lacrosse team is on the verge of its first league title in 16 years. The Colorado Mammoth play the Buffalo Bandits in Game 3 of the National Lacrosse League Cup Finals tonight. Colorado won Game 2 11-8 at home last week to force the winner-takes-all affair. Today marks the start of Opera Steamboat Summer Festival. To commemorate the occasion, the creative team there is changing the stage into a 1970s San Francisco artist loft this week at the Strings Pavilion. The festival begins with one of the most popular operas, Four Struggling Artists, A Terminal Sickness, Love at First Sight, and just one performance of La Boheme. Along the Front Range, highs around 90 all weekend, with a chance of rain this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.